UNESCO. Until 92, the committee was supported by different sectors of UNESCO. You remember the science sector, the culture sector. In 92, the Director General created the World Heritage Center, which integrated the Secretariat into one structure.
Yep.
In your view, what have been the challenges for UNESCO in supporting the convention, and how would you assess the creation of the World Heritage Center?
Conceptually, I think it was a good idea, and especially because of the importance of trying to get culture and nature in some sort of a balance. Mm-hmm. Because there was always a little bit of a sense of competition, and especially when it came to the budget. So it was always a bit of a fight. And so I think that it's conceptually a good idea to have a World Heritage Center. You know, it elevates world heritage within the overall framework of UNESCO, because it is a unique thing, bringing culture and nature together. Whether the full advantage was taken, I'm not quite so sure. I could imagine it could have been done better. For me, I think culture and nature are natural partners. They should be together. But culture is under the convention, is most often, in my perception, old buildings. It's not living cultures. And I can understand why. So the natural sites are living sites that are evolving and changing. And the cultural sites are meant to be there forever in the state they're in. So there's a there's a difference between culture and nature under these conventions. But in reality, in the way that we live, nature and culture are intimately related because they're both evolving together. But under the World Heritage Convention, the natural sites evolve, and the cultural sites are meant to be the way they were in Roman times. If you're a Roman pedestal in the middle of the Libyan desert somewhere,